Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like, whew, way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, even Mississippi. All thrown in just for good measure. Hey, I'll tell you who else covers some major ground, and I say it that way all the time because it's true. Southern Immediate Care. So Southern Immediate Care is one of our sponsors. They are the a chain of clinics in all over the place. I mean, like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six locations around the Birmingham area, adding more as we speak. So Southern Immediate Care, owned by a Right Side ruffian, by the way, this is who I use. And no, I don't use them because they advertise. I've been using them for quite a while, and I actually was so pleased that I went and said, hey, would y'all consider advertising? And they said yes. So, yeah, with all those locations, you need to understand they're open 7 days a week. 7 days a week. And they'll see all ages, pediatric to geriatric. They'll see all of them. So you wake up on a Saturday morning, the kid's got a fever. What do you do? Wait till Monday? No. Southern Immediate Care is open. You find the location nearest to you and head on down. They will take care of you. I mean, every time I've walked in the front door of a Southern Immediate Care facility, it's always been clean, professional, friendly. And they get you in, they get you out. You can get your shots, your x-rays, all on site. I'm just saying. Check them out. Southern Immediate Care. Find the location nearest to you. And when you're down there filling out your forms, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right. Butters, I am doing some home fries. Don't try and stop me.
I won't.
Okay. Just so we establish that parameter. So, yeah, we're going to now spend a little time talking about things in our own backyard. We like to call it cooking up a batch of home fries. Oh, yeah. Cooking them up. Smell them from here. Hey, just so you know, I love this. To me, I found this like a year ago. Yellowhammer News reporting again as of yesterday afternoon. U-Haul. Have you heard about the U-Haul reports they do annually, Butters, on the outgoing and incoming one-ways?
I have. It's some interesting information.
And they're generally spot on. Like, you could go look at the state populations, and the states that have the most one-way rentals out of the state are actually the ones who are decreasing in population size. The ones that have the most incoming are growth states. Alabama is number 22nd in the nation for U-Haul one-way trucks moving to our state. So we are in the good side of the range you want to be in. We don't want to be in the bad side. We're not shrinking. We're not like burning down the house or anything, but we are definitely one of those people are moving to. So yeah, U-Haul has released, according to Yellowhammer News, its annual U-Haul migration trends report for 2023. And the Yellowhammer state comes in at number 22. Rankings based on the rate of people moving into a state using one-way U-Haul equipment. Last year, Alabama was 20th, so we dropped a tad. Top state in the nation for moving to? Texas. Next was?
Florida.
Florida, you guessed it. Then North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee. So I'll be honest with you, it's good for us, but I also think that, so it's good for us that we are bracketed, all right? So right now, Florida to our south, Tennessee to our north, those are the top, some of the top, you know, move to states. But it also clearly means is it's not like somewhere thousands of miles away. It's right here on our doorstep that people are moving to the most. What do we got to do to poise ourselves to be like that?
Did they get into where in Alabama? Did they go that granular on any of that? Or
don't know if they did, but it's not in this article, but I think they would have said it if they had. But I would you could probably project some of it. Huntsville's going to wind up being the biggest. Oh, yeah. And then but here's the thing. Huntsville has a lot of, you know, government and military employees, and most of them get actual moving companies paid for by, you know, they're moving. So I don't know if U-Haul would have caught that, now that I say that. That's interesting.
Well, I mean, I know personally, we've got a neighbor right here in Rainbow City that was a transplant from California that came over here actually to buy a bass boat, and because he's a fisherman, and it's like, this place is pretty nice. And it's a couple months later, we get the call like, hey, where should I go to move? And he's on his way.
I've got somebody who worked at our law firm for quite a while. She and her husband moved here from San Diego. I asked her one day, I said, why'd y'all move here? She said two words, cost of living and freedom. And two words, two terms, cost of living and freedom. All right, that's a home fry for you. Alabama ranking pretty well in the move two states on the U-Haul study. Here's one for you. Actually, a listener alerted me to this yesterday. I don't know if 1819 wrote the story, but I forwarded that listener. So whoever it was that sent me the information about Perry County's drinking water, thank you for the heads up. I forwarded that to 1819 News. I don't know if they already had it or if they wrote the story because I forwarded it to them, but just know this, you were breaking the story. So 1819 does have it. Perry County, that's down like where Marion Military Institute is and all that. Perry County is jacked up on their water system. So it says Marion water customers have been advised to boil their water due to aging infrastructure. I mean, this is third world here. City, county, and state officials are working on a plan to address the issue. On Wednesday, the Perry County Commission distributed bottled water. It's that bad. This is like post-hurricane kind of stuff. District 1 Commissioner Albert Turner said that for days, discussions have been underway on how to solve the crisis. He noted that Governor Kay Ivey has been notified. State EMA has been activated. Wow. Short-term fix is to provide drinking water. Long-term fix is cleaning out the water tanks in the city of Marion. Said there's multiple tanks that have to be cleaned using state rescue funds. Great. So they allowed their infrastructure to collapse, and now the state gets to pay for it. Alabama Department of Environmental Management is meeting with local officials. The entire Marion water system must be rehabilitated, which will take some time. So while the upgrades are underway, county officials want Perry County Water Authority to be able to supply water to the city residents. And that's going to be a huge deal. I don't know what they're doing with the students at Marion Military Institute because, I mean, that's
definitely gotten. I will say, in all fairness to them, they're not alone. I mean, they it sounds like they're certainly in an extremis, but I mean, so many water systems and the basic infrastructure around America is. I mean, we've dealt with that locally with the issues of the water system. So it's a. You know, as we complain about the potholes on the roads and all that kind of stuff. It's all part of the same thing. But yeah, I mean that sounds like. Did I read something yesterday about they had a power failure that caused pump issues?
I didn't see that. It wasn't in this article saying that. But it sounds like the infrastructure is just aging and it's been corrupted, like cracked lines. I don't know what, but. There's nothing in here saying that a power outage. If you find that article, let me know.
So to your point about local politics can have some really big influence on your life.
When you do all the wrong things and your local economy's not picking up so you can sustain the infrastructure you already have, or you make the wrong decisions with the money you got. Yeah. How about this? We talked about swatting yesterday. Yesterday we spent a whole hour, I guess, talking about swatting. Had a great guest on, Chief Michael Barton came on and talked about it with us. And then lo and behold, Alabama's state capitol, where the governor's office is, the domed building at the top of Dexter Avenue down there on Goat Hill, was swatted with a bomb threat yesterday. So a bomb threat was emailed to officials, but oh, by the way, it was in multiple states. So this is apparently a thing. Somebody was calling around to state capitals. The threats follow a spate of false reports of shootings at the homes of public officials in recent days. Alabama law enforcement agency deemed the threat a hoax, not credible. So Connecticut, Georgia, Hawaii, Kentucky, Maine, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, and Montana were among the states that had to evacuate their state house offices and buildings.
Did you just go through the M's?
No, I said Kentucky, Georgia, Connecticut, Georgia, Hawaii, Kentucky, okay. And then Maine, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Montana.
Gotcha.
And don't forget Alabama. We're not an M state either. Although if you had Minnesota, Alabama,
sorry, I sidetracked you.
And I don't know, something else, we could be MAGA. The FBI said it was aware of numerous bomb threats at state capitol buildings, had no more information. So bottom line is this. That's a messed up situation. This swatting thing is gonna get people killed. These weren't just bomb threats, by the way. They were doing it designed to provoke a reaction. Oh, it wasn't just those states. And then also Wyoming, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Missouri, and Maryland also received threats, but they didn't evacuate or close their buildings. They were like, hey, if you want to leave, you can. We're, you know, but anyway, wow. Last story for the break. So as a bit of home fries for you, we've been talking about the Alabama Cannabis Commission now, off and on, since they were created by act of the legislature. Because God knows how important it is that we get marijuana in the hands of the people. I mean, this is no small thing. We're going to cure people's ails. Don't you know that? So in order to do it, we need to take, 3 years to issue licenses. What? Yes. First, we have to build government, right? Then we have to put in place the infrastructure to be able to, you know, collect the new taxes. We have to hire the new enforcement arm of our new wing of government. We have to basically hire the board of trustees who make the decisions about all of this. And then we have to basically pay a lot of lawyers because we keep screwing it up and going back to court. And they're going back to court again. Again, bro. Montgomery County Circuit Court Judge James Anderson issued a stop order to the Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission. This story came out today. Story on 1819 News again. Says the temporary restraining order granted by the judge is at the request of unsuccessful applicants who did not get their licenses last month. Because you know what happens? When the government gets involved and says, we're gonna allow a private sector opportunity, but we're going to control the flow so much so that we're going to help you create monopolies. Well, then everybody fights to be the monopoly. And when they fight to be the monopoly, guess what? If they're coming in as part of a $1 billion industry, then they're going to bring the money it takes to hire the lawyers to fight everything that's not in their favor. And they are now, by the way, on the fourth or fifth go-round of attempting to issue licenses only to have them go back to court and be told to reissue them again. It's the most jacked up situation ever. It's jackassery of the highest order.
What compounds it is, and it's not just necessarily people whining because they didn't get the license. Some of them got it on the first go around and then didn't get it on the second or third go around. I some of that stuff you look at and I can't blame them. Like if I got the, like, cause it is, I mean, that's their business, but it's crazy.
But I'm pretty sure is there a jackassery button over there? Have you got one? I think we need a jackassery. Hey, last one. I got one more story.
One more.
I'm going for it. This is not jackassery. This is the way government should work. In a bipartisan fashion, in a bill sponsored by Democrat Anthony Daniels from Huntsville, Alabama's overtime law was changed, and as of this very week, y'all, Alabama is no longer taxing any overtime pay that you put in. So if your boss needs you to work extra, and you're like, yeah, I'll do that, guess what? You're paying less tax on anything you work overtime. The whole incentive was there to help, you know, spur not only productivity in the workplace, but to give people a leg up and collect a little more money in the paycheck. And I think that's a good doings. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'll be with you all day. Thank you very much. Take us to a break, Butters. We'll do it right now. Last break of the day. Yeah. Coming right back, and we'll put a lid on it with a few more text messages. And do I have another home fry? I might have one forkful of home fries. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Back, Bill Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just making common sense like a superpower. I got to tell you, so one more piece of home fries that I was going to mention. I pulled this off of Alabama Daily News. A story came out a couple of days ago. You know, the National Defense Authorization Act is the bill that sort of shapes the expenditures related to, and for that matter, the policies related to defense. The military side of things and our budgeting processes and all that. Well, so the NDAA is going to be an $866 billion defense-related piece of legislation. That's an 8% increase over last year, right? Story from AL Daily News, though, says that Alabama came out strong in the NDAA, like higher in percentage than perhaps most anybody. We're 11th highest state in defense contract spending alone at $12.7 billion annually. So Alabama, now keep in mind, not only are we a military state, we're a military-friendly state, we're also a business-friendly state, and oh, by the way, the chairman of House Armed Services is Congressman Mike Rogers from Alabama. So the article gives credit to Mike Rogers for helping to steer some things. For instance, it breathes new life into Huntsville's continued efforts to become the home of Space Command. It has a number of things done in here for military construction at Redstone Arsenal, things at Anniston Army Depot. You got stuff from Montgomery's Maxwell Air Force Base, like $57 million in new family construction for housing on the base. Got stuff down in South Alabama at the I hate to say former Fort Rucker, but it's Fort Novosel now, rebuilding barracks, doing things that are needed in joint air-to-surface standoff missiles in the Wiregrass area. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff in there. Packed it in. So Alabama came out strong in the NDAA. I got a couple minutes here, and I got a bunch of texts. Let me see what else we get on here. Jeff from Indiana did text in. He says, you may have to explain what vapor lock means to anybody younger than us. He said, there's not very many carburetors anymore. Oh, I missed his first text. Phil, I think my brain gets vapor locked every now and then. For the life of me, I couldn't think of suicide when I was trying to spit it out. Nah, you're good, man. This means you're concentrating on the road, which is what we need you to do. Eric from Huntsville, my cousin moved from California to Tennessee and she still votes Democrat. Well, there's a cure for that, just so you know. Andy from Arab, my airborne brother, says right side, right door ruffian, airborne. Appreciate you, Andy, as always, man. Airborne all the way. Kimball from Harvest, so let's hope that all the people moving to Alabama for freedom really think hard about why they left their state and they change their voting habits. Yeah, unlike Eric's cousin who moved to Tennessee. Mike from Muscle Shoals sent me a link on something and says, Phil, swatting has already gotten someone killed. This documentary is terrific if you haven't seen it. It includes a SWAT incident. Wow, okay, so I was not aware of that. So swatting's already gotten somebody killed. I don't doubt it. I mean, it's a mess, man.
It's tough to go after. I mean, even the discussion yesterday about, you know, increasing the penalty for it. I mean, that's still only going to go so far with some of this stuff, right?
Yeah, and especially if they're calling from overseas and they can care less because they're outside of jurisdiction. It's a mess.
Well, and we all know we have a great judicial system that will uniformly prosecute everyone for...
Depending upon where you live, I'm pretty sure in Alabama they'll throw the book. If you're out there in L.A. with Gascon as your, he'll probably laugh and give you a high five. Dustin from Hillsboro says, I think the Cannabis Commission hit the cannabis as the first step in this process. That very well could be, Dustin. They might have been sampling the wares and, you know, chewing a few extra gummies before they started making the votes. I don't know.
They are just the epitome of the issues we have with local and smaller, you know, smaller level governments from what I've seen and heard.
I'm going to tell you, man, I spoke out against that cannabis bill when they brought it because of how jackleg it was. I didn't even have to argue my feelings on medical marijuana. I didn't have to. The bill itself was so bad, and it was destined to do what we're seeing right now. Destined. It was absolutely everything a Republican says they don't stand for.
And I'm fine if you want to have the debate, but if the debate's over and we've got the legislation, let's make it work.
Yeah, no doubt. And then lastly, John from Huntsville says, Phil, your awesome performance today earns you an A+. Lee from Huntsville earns an A+ for an equally awesome performance. However, today's winner is Butters with an A++.
Thank you.
And Jeff from Indiana comes in second with an A++. Also, we had a reality show called The Haunted 18-Wheeler. If anybody can survive the 600 miles in Jeff's Haunted 18-Wheeler, they win a Bucky's prize package. All right, you guys, best audience in the world. We got some great guests laid on for tomorrow. We will see you then. right-side ruffians out there, you are